Ricky Bates.
Some people love to bicker.
Bicker?
Does something for them.
Like what?
Maybe it's because it makes them feel more alive. Well, being at odds with someone or something.
But bicker about what?
You can bicker about anything.
Yeah, but like what?
I knew someone who used to bicker about the butter.
Butter?
Mm-hmm. See, what would happen was this. This woman, who'd been married to this guy for longer than either of them cared to remember.
I can see him.
What happened? She'd criticize the way her husband would use the quarter of butter she had placed so neatly on the little neat rectangular butter dish.
What'd he do?
You know, one with a neat aluminum cover.
But what would he do?
What he'd do was he'd drive her bickering up the wall by cutting into the wrong end of the butter, the unused end.
No.
Instead of the end she had started cutting into. And she knew she'd wait for him to do it. And then doing her slow burn, slow bickering butter burn, you could say.
Butter burn.
She'd tell him, with her teeth clenched together,
I can hear her.
You're using the wrong end of the butter. But he'd go right ahead, using the wrong end, and ignoring her butter bickering, knowing inside that he was doing her a favor.
Favor?
A strange kind of special favor, by giving her something trivial to rail against. Just think, if she could find a real cause, or he a real effect.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, one thing she does that drives him up the wall.
What's that?
She puts the toilet paper on the wooden roller so it unwinds from the bottom.
Yeah.
Making the roll turn clockwise, instead of having it unwind from the top so it turns counterclockwise, and drives him crazy.
Really?
Well, just like the butter does her.
Bickering, huh?
So they bicker with each other.
Bicker.
Yeah. Some people love to bicker.
Cut.
I got those repressed hostility blues here in the heartless city. I'm elbowed and muscled and hustled around by a queer turn of psych. I'm bound to be pleasant to those I dislike. I got those repressed hostility blues, lost in the cruel, cruel city. I'm jostled, maltreated, and cheated in turn by an odd twist of fate. I yearn to be gracious to people I hate. I'm a lonesome, emotional lackey who craves someone to attack. I need a waiter, a waitress, or hacky who promise not to fight back. I got those repressed hostility blues here in the no-good city. The anger I'm feeling is all in my mind. Oh, if only I knew some kind of a someone to transfer it to. Someone to transfer it to. Oh, there must be a chump on whom I can dump my repressed hostility blues.
Yeah. taste of the blue.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I feel much better now. Thank you. You are so helpful in doing all the things to improve any situation I may find myself in. And for that, I am ever appreciative. But let us turn now to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Let's start out the way that we've been doing recently with the radio obituary statistics. As we are rapidly moving towards the close of the radio obituary year of 2021, it started way back in November of 2020, goes through October 31st of this year. But what we've done so far is, as of the end of tonight, we will have completed 465 radio obituaries, we will have declined 633, and we will still have 82 in the backlog. It's going to be like this for a while, I can tell. But we may do a little crowdsourcing of research again, like we did last year, and maybe we even did it the year before. It helps a lot to have many hands helping out in getting these radio obituaries cleared out. So thank you very much for your assistance. I really appreciate, like I said, I just appreciate you. What am I even talking about? And before I get started with the initial radio obituary, you know what else I got to do? I've got to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Larry Harlow, the American salsa music performer, also a composer and a producer. He was born into an entertainment family, with his father being a band leader at the Latin Quarter in New York City under the name of Buddy Harlow. Larry carried on the family tradition, ended up producing over 260 albums for himself and many other salsa musicians, especially back in the 70s. He was known for an innovative blend of Afro-Cuban and jazz styles of piano playing, and he studied music in the 1950s in Cuba, but was unable to complete his degree before the Cuban Revolution forced him to leave the island in 1959. He just passed away at 82. It's the initial radio obituary for Larry Harlow, with monkey content, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Take it easy.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Amy Hawkins, the Welsh supercentenarian and dancer from South Wales. She became famous on her 110th birthday for singing the World War I song, It's a Long Way to Tipperary. Her performance was uploaded to TikTok by her 14-year-old grandson and went viral. At the time of her death, she was the oldest living person in Wales. Like I said, she just passed away at 110. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Amy Hawkins right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Farewell, Piccadilly. Farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, and my heart lies there.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Don Maddox. He was arguably the oldest living legend in country music, but he was definitely the final living member of Maddox Brothers and Rose. Don was a fiddler, singer, and band comedian who moved with his family from Alabama to California during the 1930s and the early stages of the Depression. They were tired of working as farmers and decided to become entertainers, and the Maddox Brothers were born in 1937. As the fiddle player and the band comedian, he went under the name Don Juan. Of course, Maddox Brothers and Rose were known as the world's most colorful hillbilly band for their bright, embroidered Western suits inspired by silver screen actors in Hollywood where they got their start. They wore nudie suits before anybody knew what a nudie suit was. Don Maddox just passed away at 98. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Step it up and go.
Well, let's go.
wasn't the place for us to park and hide. When we stopped, she looked at me with them hound dog eyes. Puckered up them sweet little lips and she began to sigh.
Now you won't believe this.
Oh, I believe it.
But I've never been kissed.
I said I believe
no,
it.
No, you won't believe this.
Yes, I will.
I'm an innocent miss.
Will you please be still?
Now I've just turned sweet 16 and I'm out here on my own.
Now, good gal, if you don't be still, you're gonna find yourself alone. Cause I believe you.
I've got a daddy, the loving kind. He's a cute little bald-headed flirt. Now he hands me the darndest line. He must think I'm a jerk. He hunts around for a place to park. He thinks he's mighty sly. He starts to wiggle those hound dog ears and he begins to sigh.
Now you won't believe this.
I won't believe what?
You're a sweet little miss.
Oh, I believe you.
Oh, you won't believe this.
What's on your mind?
But I've never been kissed.
Hey, that's my line.
Come here, sweet mama, let's have a little hug, cause you're the kind I like.
Now, sweet papa, get a hold of yourself, or I'll get out and hike, cause I don't believe. Now, we're married with a house full of kids, and he comes home every night. The kids are yelling and screaming at the door, and a-bawling with all their might. Sweet little him, I say. Now, sweet daddy, get a hold of yourself. There's another one on the way.
Now you won't believe this.
Oh, I believe you.
It started from a kiss.
How well I know.
Oh, you won't believe this.
Oh, yes, I do.
It was an innocent kiss.
I'm innocent, too.
Come here, sweet mama, let's have a little kiss. Let's start all over again.
Now, sweet daddy, get a hold of yourself. That's how it all began. Cause I believe you.
Me, too. Kind of funny, ain't it? I'm just a semi-shaking daddy.
I'm just a hard old hand.
I'm a semi-shaking daddy from away out west. I think I can outshake the best. I'm a semi-shaking daddy.
A semi-shaking daddy.
Semi-shaking daddy.
A semi-shaking daddy.
Semi-shaking daddy. I can outshake the best. Shake Simmy right. Get a bad mama with lots of life. You know, shake Simmy.
You know, shake Simmy.
You know, shake Simmy.
You know, shake Simmy.
You know, shake Simmy. That's all you have to do. Well, do it then. I'm a shimmy shaky daddy.
A shimmy shaky daddy.
Shimmy shaky daddy.
A shimmy shaky daddy.
Shimmy shaky daddy. I can outshake the bed.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the cleanup radio obituary is for Tarcísio O'Meara, the Brazilian actor. He originally aspired to have a career as a diplomat, but was rejected by the Rio Branco Institute, so he devoted himself entirely to acting. He started in 1957, appearing regularly on the theater stage, and he got his first television role in 1961 in a telenovela. His first feature film was in 1963, with his first feature film role in 1963. He just passed away at 85. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
vai você? Tudo bem? Você não mudou nada depois de tanto tempo. Você está muito bem, muito bonita. É, o que está feito, está feito. Não se pode mudar. Está distante, mas está feito. Quer viajar comigo para 1940? Lembra como tudo aconteceu? Tudo começou meio de brincadeira. Depois foi ficando cada vez mais sério. É, eu não me esqueci de nada. O que foi que eu fiz em tantos anos? Quando a gente viaja para trás, é que a gente sente como não fez quase nada. Eu me sinto profundamente amargurado. Será que eu perdi a chance de minha vida? Parece tão difícil recuperar o tempo que passou. Quando eu abri aquela porta e entrei aqui, eu pensei, vou ver ela outra vez. Eu tinha uma imagem muito clara de você, a última que me ficou na lembrança. E agora? Agora, meu Deus. Aí está você. Aqui estou eu. Mas aquela imagem do passado é tão diferente dessa imagem que eu tenho agora diante de mim. E eu que achei que ia abrir aquela porta e de repente eu estaria outra vez em 1940, diante da minha menina. Que estranho. Você é a mesma. Não mudou nada. Então me diz, o que mudou? Será que a gente não pode recuperar todo esse tempo perdido? Esse tempo que passou assim tão estupidamente? O que nós fizemos? Por que fugimos assim um do outro? Por que não nos agarramos com força e enfrentamos juntos a situação na hora em que mais um precisava do outro? Por que você me largou e eu deixei? Faltou amor. Foi covardia. E agora? Agora nós estamos condenados a ficar separados para sempre. Eu amo você. Eu só quero saber uma coisa. Talvez a última. Não quero respostas. Eu não vim para ouvir respostas sobre nada, mas eu preciso saber. Você me amou? Eu não quero saber se ficou alguma coisa desse amor, mas eu preciso saber. Ele existiu um dia?
On to the radio obituary for Pil Trafa, the Argentine singer and composer. He's regarded as the pioneer of punk in Spanish in Latin America. He began his musical career in the 1980s, forming the band Los Violadores, which released 6 studio albums. They influenced British punk bands like the Sex Pistols and the Clash and the Damned, and he was the only permanent member of the band until their final separation in 2011. He just passed away at 62. It's the radio obituary for Pil Trafa, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Con eso.
guess what? It's the Weasel Radio obituary for Norm MacDonald, the Canadian stand-up comedian, writer, and actor. He was known for his deadpan style. Early in his career, he wrote for the sitcom Roseanne, and then in 1993 was hired as a writer and cast member on Saturday Night Live. He was there 5 seasons. I had no idea that was 5 seasons, but those were definitely the years where I was not watching. He anchored the show's Weekend Update segment for 3.5 seasons. He made guest appearances on The Drew Carey Show and News Radio, and then he went on to star in the 1998 film Dirty Work and headlined his own sitcom, The Norm Show, from 1999 through 2001. Norm MacDonald just passed away at 61. It's the Weasel Radio obituary for Norm MacDonald right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And now another exciting episode of Superman. Tonight's episode, Stan Hooper's first day at the Daily Planet.
At the Daily Planet in the heart of Metropolis, Cubs sports reporter Stan Hooper talks with mild-mannered Clark Kent. Little does Stan know that Clark Kent is actually Superman.
Hello, Stan. Can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, hey, Clark. Yeah, what's up?
It's about Lois.
Lois Lane? Oh, my God, she is hot.
I went on a date with Lois Lane last night.
What are you talking about? Lois Lane is the sexiest woman I've ever seen in my life. She wouldn't be seen dead with you. She went out with Superman last night. Boy, oh boy. What I wouldn't give to be that Superman guy.
Stan, I am Superman.
Holy Lord. I never considered that Superman might have a secret identity. Hey, if Lois Lane only knew that you were Superman, in no time you would be having sex with her.
Then and there, Stan Hooper began to hatch a plot. He would convince Lois Lane that Superman's secret identity was in fact Stan Hooper, not Clark Kent. Then, and only then, could he realize his fiendish dream of seeing Lois Lane naked.
Oh my God, look out the window! There's a meteor headed right towards Metropolis!
Great Caesar's ghost! If only Superman were here!
Excuse me, I have to make a phone call.
You do? Oh, hey, Lois!
What's Dan?
Listen, I gotta go make a phone call.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah, I'll be back probably after that meteor thing settled, all right?
All right.
All right, then. Away I go.
There's Superman!
Superman punches the meteor with one mighty blow and sends it careening back into space. As he flies away, Stan Hooper stands cowering in a hallway.
Pray for Superman!
And in a flash, Superman changes back into mild-mannered Clark Kent and enters the room.
What did I miss while I was on the phone?
Only the biggest story of the week, Kent.
Strange how whenever there's trouble, Clark, you always seem to be gone.
I know, Lois. I was on the phone.
Hey, guys, I'm back. Whew. Hi, I'm out of breath. Oh, my goodness, my fists hurt from that meteor. Phone.
Are you all right, Stan?
Sure, I'm fine. No reason to be suspicious. No reason at all to be suspicious. Hey, Lois, you look real nice in that thing you're wearing there.
All right, everybody, back to work. Kent, enough of your gold bricking.
Miss Lane, can I talk to you alone?
Sure, Jimmy.
Do you ever notice whenever Superman shows up, Clark's never around?
Come to think of it, Jimmy, you're right.
I'm not around either.
What's that, Stan?
Huh? No, I'm just saying I'm not around when the Superman shows up, right?
And your point is?
No point. I mean, it's just kind of weird. I leave, he shows up, whatever. You look good.
Great Caesar's ghost! It's a giant crane, and it's holding a school bus filled with children!
It's Lex Luthor!
I'll be right back, everyone. I have to go buy a wallet.
Lex Luthor? That man's my sworn enemy. I mean, who's that dude? I gotta go.
Hey, there's Superman!
Superman grabs Lex Luthor and uses his heat vision to turn the crane into a jail cell. He then frees the school children to safety. Stan Hooper, in the meanwhile, cowers and smokes a cigarette in the hallway near a phone. In a flash, Superman changes back into mild-mannered Clark Kent and enters the room.
Anything happen while I was gone?
Oh, it's you, Clark. Newsroom.
Hey, Lois. Your voice sounds nice on the telephone.
Oh, hey, is this you, Stan?
Stan? No, it's Superman. Why? Do I sound exactly like Stan Hooper or something?
Yeah, Superman.
Well, I was just flying through the sky there with my cape, and I thought I'd phone you dudes up. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, dudes, what's up?
Miss Lane, see what I was telling you? Clark wasn't here when Superman was here, and as Stan pointed out, neither was he. I'll bet you one of those guys is Superman.
Clark, I have to ask you a question. Are you Superman?
Well, Lois, I've been wanting to tell you this for a long time.
Whoa. Lois, listen, Superman would never reveal his secret identity to you because it would put the entire free world at peril. You know what I mean there, don't you, Clark?
I think I do, Stan. No, Lois, I'm not Superman.
What a dork that guy was.
Stan?
Yes, I am.
What?
The Superman. You got me. I am the Superman.
Oh, Superman. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's me. So listen, Lois, you look nice in that thing you're wearing. Why don't you and me go over to the Fortress of Solitude? Oh,
the Fortress of Solitude. I've always wanted to go there.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot different than people think, you know. Actually, the Fortress of Solitude is in a room at the Y. But I got a roommate living there with me now, old Jack. So we're going to have to be real quiet on account of he just got his knee drained, and he's not partial to strangers.
Oh.
Yeah, but we'll have a good time anyway, me and you. I'll get us a bottle.
Okay.
Later that evening, Stan escorted Lois to his Fortress of Solitude located at the YMCA. He was then informed by a security guard that no female guests were allowed after 10 p.m. Stan then tried to convince Lois that the Fortress of Solitude was actually contained within a dumpster in the back alley of the Y. Lois fled. Stan, dejected and alone, went back to his usual haunts, the Deuce, 42nd Street, a known hangout of male prostitutes in the ilk.
Tune in next week when Superman does battle with Kryptonite Man.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the pre-ant penultimate radio obituary is for Mike Finnegan, the American keyboard player and vocalist, with his specialty being the B3 Hammond organ. He worked primarily as a freelance studio musician and touring player, but he played with a wide variety of musicians in pop, rock, blues, and jazz, including Jimi Hendrix, Joe Cocker, Etta James, Buddy Guy, Peter Frampton, Ringo Starr, Tower of Power, and so many others. He just passed away at 76. It's the pre-ant penultimate radio obituary for Mike Finnegan, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Come on to my house, I'm going to give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm going to give you an apple, plum, and apricot too. Hey, come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm going to give you figs and dates and grapes and cake. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm going to give you shish kebab. Come on. to give you a marriage ring and a pomegranate too. Come on to my house, come on.
Come on over.
Come on to my house, come on.
Come on over.
Come on to my house, I'm going to give you a peach and a pear and I love
it,
your
love
hair.
It, love it,
come on to my house, come on.
Come on.
Come on to my house, come on.
Come on.
Come on to my house, I'm going to give you everything. Come on to my house, going to give you everything. 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 Give you. I'm gonna give you everything. Full-size toaster.
Full-size toaster.
Shortwave radio.
Shortwave radio.
Leather recliner.
Leather recliner.
Wall-to-wall carpet.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
Trampoline.
Trampoline.
Deck of cards.
Deck of cards.
Some DVDs.
DVDs.
Some BVDs.
BVDs.
Your own sitcom.
Your own sitcom.
The
SAP.
Record contract.
Record contract.
Contract on your mother-in-law.
Contract on your mother-in-law.
Backyard swing set.
Backyard swing set.
Some nice cannoli. Cartoche, deck of cards, cover of Vogue, everything, 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 everything.
Water.
Water.
Yes, till I die.
understand. Who came running to the deck? Said boys, forget the whale. Look over yonder, cut the engines, change the sail. Haul on the bowline, we sang that melody like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea. I think I'll call it America. I said we hit the land. I took a deep breath, I felt out, I just could not stand. Captain Arab, he started writing up some deeds. He said, let's set up a fort and start buying a place of beans. Just then a cop comes down the street, crazes a little. He throws us all in jail for carrying harpoons. I busted out, don't even ask me how. I went to get some help, I walked by a currency cow. Directed me down to the Bowery slums, where people carry signs around saying ban the bums. I jumped right in line, said I hope I'm not too late. When I realized I hadn't eaten for 5 days straight, I went into a restaurant looking for a cook. I told him I was an editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, could you please make that grape? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere and I left without my hat. Now I didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank to get some bail for Arab and all the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France who invited me to her house. I went, but she had a friend who knocked me out and robbed my boots, and I was on the street again. I rapped upon my house with a U.S. flag on display. I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man says, get out of here. I'll tell you from limb to limb. I said, you know they refused Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones. I ain't your pop. I decided to have him arrested, and I went looking for a cop. I ran right outside. I hopped into a cab. I went out the other door, and this Englishman said fab as he saw me leave a hot dog stand and a chariot that stood parked across from a building advertising Brotherhood. I ran right to the front door like a hobo sailor does, but it was just a funeral parlor and a man asked me who I was. I repeated that my friends were all in jail with a sigh. He gave me his card, he said, call me if they die. I shook his hand and said goodbye and ran out in the street when a bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet. A payphone was ringing, it just about blew my mind when I picked it up and said hello, this foot came through the line. Stab and bring it back any help for my friends to count me rare. I decided to flip a coin like either heads or tails. Would let me know if I should go back to the ship or back to jail. So I hopped my sailor suit and I got a coin to flip. It came up tails, it rhymes to sail, so I made it back to the ship. Well, I got back and took the pocket ticket off the mast. I was ripping it to shreds when a Coast Guard boat went past. They asked me my name and I said, Captain. Believe me, but they wanted to know exactly what I did. I sent for the Pope of Peru.